When you think of places at risk for flooding in Massachusetts, you probably think of communities on the coast, Nantucket, Hull, Plum Island. Probably not Lawrence. It's an old industrial city miles from the ocean. But after the federal government revamped its flood insurance models, some Lawrence homeowners were hit with some of the biggest rate increases in the state last month. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
Lawrence insurance agent Evan Silverio says it's long been common for homeowners here to pay several thousand dollars a year for flood insurance. That's because the city has three rivers running through its center, including the Merrimack and two tributaries that are prone to overflowing. But on October 1st, the flood premiums seemed to go haywire. Silverio says one customer who used to pay $300 a year just got a quote for $5,770.
This is a real case. And this is probably one of the first ones that I started thinking I was doing something wrong, right? I've done this for years, and I said, wait a minute, what am I doing wrong here?
The increases mark some of the biggest changes in decades for the National Flood Insurance Program. The program was established in 1968 to help homeowners in places where insurance was either too expensive or unavailable. But advocates said the old rating system was badly outdated, underestimating the risk of disaster in some flood-prone areas and encouraging people to build where they shouldn't. So last month, the government switched to a more sophisticated system called Risk Rating 2.0 that includes a broader range of factors. That means flood insurance rates for millions of homeowners are changing, including in cities like Lawrence, far from the sea.
Lawrence is going to be an example of what's going to happen all over the country.
Jeremy Porter studies the implications of flood insurance premiums. He's with First Street, a nonprofit that has warned for years that the government models understated the true risk of flooding in many places, especially with climate change and rising sea levels.
We're seeing in our models like a 1 in 20 year risk. You know, floods occur about every 20 years in the area. So it's a more likely occurrence than what the initial FEMA zones would have led on to.
The government says the new rating system is about equity, setting the highest rates for the people at the most risk.
The areas that you're talking about, I mean, it illustrates that, you know, the price of protecting property against climate change isn't free.
That's David Morstad, the man in charge of the National Flood Insurance Program. He notes that most U.S. homeowners will actually see rate cuts or only modest increases under the new changes. And Morstad says the Biden administration is asking Congress to help subsidize rates for low-income homeowners.
The administration included in the budget this year a means-tested affordability program. So there'd be a sliding scale of premium assistance based on the income of the policyholder.
That kind of help could be badly needed in Lawrence. Most of the residents are immigrants, and the city has the lowest per capita income in the state. The new flood rates caught local officials by surprise. The mayor's chief of staff told WBUR he wasn't even aware of the increases. But the flood risk is not new.
In 1938, we got flooded here. And when we were taking wallpaper off, there was a differentiation in color of the plaster, and the flood was actually this high.
So it's about 5 or 6 feet high?
From my floor.
That's Peter Blanchett, who lives in the home his grandfather first owned in the 1930s.
People evacuated this area. He stayed in the house, opened his basement windows, put everything upstairs, and survived. It lasted for about a week. That was about the worst of it.
Disaster struck again in 2006.
We're definitely in the deeper water.
That year, it rained for 8 days straight in eastern Mass, leading parts of Essex County to look like New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. WBZ-TV captured emergency responders after the so-called Mother's Day floods in Haverhill, just north of Lawrence.
As you can see, there's still people in these homes, and it's not safe condition.
The floods left entire Lawrence neighborhoods underwater. Still, some homeowners in the city who are facing rate increases insist the risk is not that high. That includes Radelphi Safer, who says his three family was untouched by the flooding 15 years ago. But now he's trying to sell, and he says the rising insurance rates make that a struggle.
And that process is not easy either because, again, the same thing that they trained me not to buy a house in a flood zone, the new buyers, they're trained just as well.
Safer says one prospective buyer got a quote of $11,000, more than three times what Safer pays.
They put an offer on the house, and then when they went in to do the numbers to get the insurance and all that, the bank said, hey, you cannot afford this house with this flood insurance.
Flood insurance is also a concern for business owners in Lawrence. Andy Kelly stands behind his giant 19th century warehouse next to a dam on the Merrimack River. Kelly says he has to pay $7,000 a year in flood insurance for the building that houses his furniture business. But Kelly says that even in a bad storm, the floodwaters would not run high enough to threaten his building.
How high does it need to go to affect your building?
Well, another 10 feet, 12 feet, 15 feet. Yeah.
And it doesn't do that?
No, never. Not even close. No.
So why should you have to pay flood insurance then?
I'm in a flood zone. From the dam down, flood zone.
Now Kelly says he might have to sell the building. The pandemic has made it harder to buy wholesale furniture, and flood insurance and other costs are destroying his profit margin. But he's still waiting to learn how his bill could change under the new flood insurance guidelines and whether he can afford to stay in Lawrence. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simon Rios.